Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Is this Mark?
Yes, this is Mark.
Russ Brooks, how are you?
Russ, how are you, Chief?
Pretty good.
This had to have been a shocking decision for you.
It wasn't shocking. It was disappointing. But in any event, I was aware that whether we won this round or lost it, we were going to go to the next level anyway. The appeals court is where the final decision will be made. And you know, regardless of what had happened, you know, if we had won this, been successful at this level, then it would have been appealed anyway, and we would have been in the appellate court, and that's where the decision would be made.
Now, so what changed from them allowing you to continue operations during the appeal to this decision where they said you have to stop on Friday?
Well, when you don't have a we haven't filed, the appeals court yet, and this decision stands, and a lot can happen, in the next 4 days. You know, we've been in this position before. Okay, so, I'm just waiting to see what happens. Obviously, my priority in this is the pre-hospital care and lives and morbidity and mortality rate in the service we provide. But, I've heard some comments on the financial end of this, too, that just aren't... aren't even close to being accurate.
We were joined by Utica Common Councilman for the First Ward, Frank Becerra, earlier.
Yes.
And so what are the financial numbers? What are the facts and the figures that you could give us?
The facts and figures are that this year we will take in between $1.8 and $2 million. Okay? And we have in our budget to spend on the ambulance issues is about a little under $800,000, and we won't spend that much. There is a significant revenue stream, and and it isn't Russ Brooks saying that or Chief Brooks. There's three aspects of this ambulance service. There's the daily operations, what goes on every day, the responses. And I manage that. I am involved with that end of it. And then there is, the ongoing legal issue. And there's a firm in Albany that handles that. And the figure has been tossed around that it has cost $178,000 thus far. But let's put this in perspective. That's over 6 years, and during that time, the city has taken in $9 million, over $9 million. So that $178,000 is about $30,000 a year. And you're looking at a revenue stream of close to $2 million. So it has to be put in perspective. And as I said, this isn't Russ Brooks saying this, the financial end of this, because I'm not a financial expert. But you have the city controller, you have the deputy controller, you have the mayor's budget director, you have the numbers, the dollars people in the city that substantiate and agree with my comments on this revenue stream. I don't know if there is another individual anywhere that in the city, another city official that says this isn't so. I know Councilman Becerra doesn't accept the numbers that these people provide him with, but is there anyone else? And I kind of want to comment, there was a gentleman on that said he was perplexed. He had never been provided with the numbers. And I can understand that. I can understand his frustration because there's so much misinformation out there. But I have to tell you, I have been present at common council meetings when the mayor of the city, based on information he's received from the finance people in the city, has come out with pie charts and cost analysis and revenues, and has done a complete breakdown of this service. I go to every council meeting, you know, as you are at most of them, and but I know that everybody doesn't. But it, unequivocally, this is a revenue stream. But my concern with this service isn't, you know, it's part financial, but it's part, for the most part, it's pre-hospital care for the people in the city of Utica, because it's just been a tremendous service, and the guys here have exceeded any expectations that I had for them and how they provided it. And, you know, it would be a shame for the people in the city to lose this service.
So you guys are going to be appealing this decision, and you're expecting a decision, you know, appeal, you're expecting a decision on the appeal decision. So you guys could be, the ambulance service could be back up and running soon.
Well, it's running as we speak, and hasn't been shut down yet. And, you know, as I said, I'm not, you know, I don't handle the legal end of this. And but the lawyers have advised me to sit tight, you know, and, you know, in the event that anything went wrong, you know, we would put our heads together and our staff, and we would come up with a plan to minimize any impact, you know, on the people in the city of Utica. And I'll say this, too. It's been a heated debate over these 6 years. But you know what? The guys in the field, the guys in Kunkel Ambulance and firefighters, every day they work together. And, you know, they don't, none of this rhetoric trickles down to them. They do what they have to do, and they take care of the people in the city.
Excellent. Chief.
But you know, as I said, these numbers, it isn't Russ Brooks saying it. It's the city controller, the city budget director, and all the finance people. And sometime also, no, I'm not scheduled. I'd like to talk about the overtime aspect a little bit, too, that's been thrown out there. It's not accurate information.
All right. Well, Chief, you know what? Okay. I'll give you a later. I'll give you a call later, and we'll schedule something for later this week. How's that?
Thanks, Mark.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Have a
Chief.
Good day.
All
Great
right.
show.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You.